Welcome back to Podcast from Planet Weird. This is episode 56, and we are your favorite zombie stans.
God.
Juan and Sarah.
You know it, you know it. We're gonna throw it. That's our cheer.
Ain't no mountain we can't climb. Nothing keeps us down.
Nothing ain't gone. Wait, what's that one?
Oh, when it's like, we came to place, we're here to stay. Or it's like, ain't nothing's gonna get in our way, so get up out of our way. And like, you're just asking people to move.
So you're being polite.
One of us has our notes, one of us doesn't. Can you guess which is which?
It's Sarah. Mine are in the cake.
Juan has a cake. If you want to know what the cake is about, check out our YouTube channel. That's all we'll say for now.
It's like Sword in the Stone.
But we're going to talk about A Ring of Endless Light today for episode 56. Nice dolphin sounds.
Thank you.
Juan will just kind of wing it.
I'll try my best.
I mean, you just watched the movies yesterday.
Yesterday morning, one last night / today in the morning.
Okay, so they should be pretty fresh. I'm sure once I say things, you'll remember.
I just had like funny intros. Some of these movies started a little weird.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to talk about what we were doing today?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Our
search party.
God damn it. Okay, so here's the story. Here's the tea, mama. Me and Sarah and I, if I use correct grammar, were on our way here, and then we got here, and then I got a text from my sister that said, Mom still hasn't left Phoenix, and it's 2:28. For context, I'm doing my taxes right now, but we have a lady that does my family's taxes, like all of ours. And so my mom was like, I need to go take the tax information. I said, okay, fine, let's go. And then she's like, I'll be back by 1. My sister was worried because she starts school at 1. And then my brother gets out at 1. And then my younger sister gets home around like 12 something. And so I was like, okay, cool, it'll all work out. We get to the house, right? And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, I need you to take me to school because Mom's not going to be home. And we just got here. Sarah's about to make herself a sandwich. She hasn't eaten.
I was hungry.
I was smart and I ate a tuna sandwich.
I was at work, so I couldn't.
You're
eat.
Right. You have a job.
Excuse me.
I only work part-time.
Me too, but I still couldn't eat.
Mine's like part-time, like 3 days a week. Yours is part-time, like in hours. So we leave the house. We're like, okay, we'll go. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, shoot, I never even put on deodorant. And then luckily, I have a stick of Lady Suave in my backpack, so, like, good for me. And then we get to my house, and we get in the car, we take my sister to school, and then she's like, don't forget about Paco, who's my brother. He's like, he gets out of school at 1. And so I tell Sarah, okay, so we have to look for him, because he sometimes walks home, and my parents,
and
like,
he doesn't have a cell phone.
And he doesn't have a cell phone.
Because he loses them.
So my parents are done buying them for him. And so we're like looking through this neighborhood, which is, it's that.
It's the topsy-turvy.
It's that crazy stairs painting.
Windy. It's an Escher.
Basically this neighborhood is an Escher painting. And then we're looking around and we get to the high school and I'm like, where is he?
There's too many hooligans.
Yeah.
Every Mexican boy we said.
Is that Lucas?
No, we said, do you know Paco?
Every child. Have you seen Paco? And so then we were like, okay, no, he's not here. So let's go back to the house. Hopefully we'll see him on the way there. And it was like maybe 5 minutes. We really didn't look. And then...
we just left about that.
Yeah. We got there. We said, maybe not. And then we went back to my house. And then I let my little sister go inside. We chilled in the car. And then Sarah was like, after like maybe 10 minutes of being outside... or 5. Sarah was like, let's go search again.
And I said... because I didn't want your brother to be lost on the wiggly, windy streets.
the forever maze. And so I tell my sister, get back in the car. And she gets back in the car. And then we go and look again, and then we don't see anything. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to call my mom. And then I call her, and guess what she says? Guess what she says? Just guess what she says. And this whole time I was like, what if he's in drawing club? What if he's at some, like, choir practice, orchestra practice bullshit? And then guess what? He was painting a mural with his art club.
In the art club.
In the art club. Apparently he had called my mom. But my mom didn't bother to tell me. Mm-hmm. And so we were looking for this boy that didn't exist.
This boy that was inside, just painting his troubles away.
No, they go, it's like on a location. Oh. They travel.
Outside, painting his troubles away. Okay, then he wasn't even remotely
exactly,
near us.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't even near us.
Yikes.
And then I just turned to Sarah because I'm like, she's hungry. And I said, you want to go to Dairy Queen? And so we go to Dairy Queen. I get my sister a blizzard. She's asleep in the car. Sarah's like, I want a snow cone.
So I didn't want a snow cone. I wanted a vanilla cone.
A vanilla cone.
I would have rather had a snow cone. I don't think they have those.
Sorry, I don't know. Blizzard. She wanted ice cream. And so we do that. And then that's it. And then my mom, and then we get home and my mom's home. And so that was cool. She probably got there like four, like literally.
after we left the school.
No,
my favorite was just after you talked to your mom on the phone and we were leaving the school, you were like, okay, do you guys want to go somewhere? Should we go do something? Should we go to the movies? Should we do something? Because we had time to kill. But luckily your mom was home by the time we got
there. I just left like my panicky scream, internal screams.
Okay! Anyways, so we were planning on recording hours ago.
Today's a good day. But fine.
Luckily, it's fine.
My hair matches my state of being.
All right. Well, all right, notesless boy.
Stop. What's shitty is that we were at my house twice, and I didn't bother to get my notes or get my own deodorant.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. We're going to get through it. We are recording two episodes today.
We win some, we don't win some.
So he'll do two without notes.
This is gonna be fun, everyone.
So let's see how he does. Let's get into A Ring of Endless Light.
Who am I?
I don't know.
Santana.
Oh, I thought you were like a cello player.
What the? Like this?
I don't know, man. So, Ring of Endless Light, if you don't know it, it's a 2002 DCOM based on the Madeline L'Engle book of the same
name.
We
don't butcher her name.
Filmed on location in Australia. It stars Misha Barton and Ryan Merriman, who you probably know from his work in Smart House and The Luck of the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason we're doing it this week is because Madeline, how do you pronounce it, Juan?
I don't know.
Madeline, is it not Madeline L'Engle? L'Engle?
L'Engle?
Me uncle.
L'Engles.
Anyways, she wrote the book that this movie is based on, and she also wrote, of course, A Wrinkle in Time, which comes out today.
Today, everyone go support it.
So, I mean, today that we're recording this, but, you know, Monday, if you haven't seen it yet, go see it. So we thought, yeah, it'd be a good idea to talk about it this week.
And we're gonna
it's a Madeline extravaganza.
Afterwards.
It's a Madeline marathon.
Madeline movie Mondays. It's a Friday, though.
So the book, a little background on the book. Well, first, okay. The movie premiered August 23rd, 2002, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Marita Giovanni and Bruce Graham, whoever they are. Directed by Greg Beeman. B-Man.
B-Mans.
Oh, yeah. It also stars Supernatural Boy, Jared Padalecki.
I love Jared Padalecki.
Scarlett Palmer, who you know from Reba. Hey!
That's your best Reba impression.
And some other people.
And a cast.
And a cast.
There's a cast of five people
this
in this movie.
The film's director, Greg Beeman, was nominated for the 2002 Directors Guild of America Award for Outstanding Directorial Achievement in a Children's Program for A Ring of Endless Light.
Okay.
So, let's talk about the movie real quick. Or the book, sorry.
Okay.
The movie real quick. This is a 10-minute podcast.
2 seconds.
Okay, so the book came out in 1980. The book tells of teenager Vicky Austin and her struggle to understand life and significance in the universe as she deals with her dying grandfather, while at the same time finding true romantic love.
Wow, because you can't have a female in a movie without them falling in love.
The title originates from a phrase in the 17th century Welsh poet Henry Vaughan's poem, The World. So I assume that's what they quote in the
movie. Yes, that's what they're quoting in the movie.
Because Vicky's a poetry girl.
Vicky's a free spirit. She loves to just write some poetry. She's a literacy major.
So, apparently the movie plot, no surprise, is a little different from the book plot.
That's literally what all the reviews were about.
The film's plot veers substantially from that of the book. Vicky's parents are conveniently absent for much of the movie. Vicky's astronomy-minded elder brother, John, is not mentioned, and Susie is interested in astronomy instead of medicine. Grandfather Eaton's illness is undisclosed at first, instead of being the reason the family is spending the summer with him. Mm-hmm. Oh, so in the book they were like, we gotta spend our last days with
his family. It was like, Grandpa's dying.
Yeah. Other examples of death and dying are absent entirely from the movie, along with such characters as Leo Rodney and his family.
Who's Leo Rodney?
And the dying child, Benny?
What the fuck?
Whole cloth additions, what does that mean, to the story include Adam and Zachary teaming up to save dolphins from illegal drift nets and Vicky being under pressure to study science in order to gain admission to an elite school.
Admission to an elite school. That's a riff on a song.
Okay, so we talked about that. Also, on the trivia, it says Kirsten Storms, a.k.a. Xenon, girl of the 21st century, was originally cast as Vicky Austin, as they had commercials with her in it, but changed it at the last minute.
Ooh. Who does their commercials before they do their filming?
I mean, they could have just done, like, it could have been, like, you know how they just aired, like, the Freaky Friday teaser? Could have been, like, a teaser, and then, like, they went back and did reshoots. I don't know.
Reshoots? You mean a whole movie?
Well, no, maybe they hadn't filmed all of it. I'm sure they're not done.
Oh, like just something to tease with?
Yeah.
Got you. I understand. I see.
Okay, so I'm going to have to explain the plot of the movie to Juan, because he doesn't remember how it starts. So in the beginning, we get some very strong 13th year vibes, if you remember.
Oh, definitely. I literally was like, because it's a dream sequence.
Yeah, it's Misha Barton as a mermaid, and there's like,
I can show you. That's the wrong Disney movie.
She gets stuck in the net.
Dumb. I remember some of these notes. I said, dumb bitch, you literally got yourself in this mess.
Which is just the scene from like the 13th year.
Where she's like,
well, when,
when the mom gets caught in the net at the end.
Well, and then Jess, this is just like 13th year, because at the end of the movie, Ryan Merriman gets his foot stuck. Remember when Jess got his foot stuck?
Yeah.
He can't
even swim.
Idiot. I wrote that hat because Misha Barton is serving some
She's looks. A fashionista.
She is. I'm surprised because this aired a year before The OC aired.
What else is Misha Barton in? Because I recognize the name.
Literally, like, only The OC. She was also in, like, a one-season CW show called The Beautiful Life.
Isn't that the thing with Paris Hilton?
No, that's The Simple Life.
But love it.
Paris Hilton was in an episode of The OC once. Ooh. So Paris Hilton was a guest star on every show.
Paris Hilton, it was a thing, and now she's a trash monster. So what's the truth?
But yeah, like nothing you would really know her from. She was younger. I think in The Sixth Sense, she's like the little girl that throws up or something.
That's me.
But I know her from The OC.
Because people talked about her in the review specifically where they're like, Misha Barton has done way better, like, filmography. I'm like, what is she in?
She's been in, like, other probably little movies, but, like,
I thought she was one of those, like, celebrity, like, teenagers that, like, did, like, really good movies, and then occasionally she did, like, her little flops.
No, she's, like, I don't even know what she's doing now. Like, I assume she just, like, has
OC money. She's a single mom.
No. Ooh. Like, I follow her on Instagram, God bless. What's nice to know is her Instagram story is not better than any of ours. It's just very mediocre, like all of us.
It's very much like, look at this pasta I made.
It's very good to know
look
that,
look at this,
like,
pasta I burned.
You know what? She's just as bad as us. She's just as boring as us.
She boiled water too long. Now the pot's rusted and burned at the same time. Who does that? Me.
But Misha Barton, like, yeah, she was like, a big deal when the OC was on, so like early 2000s.
Okay, because I tried to like connect her to her face, and I'm like, I don't recognize her.
Yeah, and then she just kind of disappeared.
She became one of us.
But I always really liked her. I think her acting in this is very similar to like the OC, but I think she's good.
Psychic?
God bless. What?
Psychic? Telekinetic? Is she a telekinetic in the OC?
Oh, no, I just meant like her acting.
Oh, like, very like...
I could see, like, very when I was sleepy. Watching this, I was like, okay, you're giving me kind of, like, Marissa Cooper vibes, which is, like, her character on the show.
Okay.
Okay, so then we meet Bug Boy, which is Rob, the little brother.
Why does he have bugs in a jar in the boat?
He loves bugs.
Yeah, so, wait, so in the book, the sister's a medicine girl.
And then there's an older brother that likes astronomy.
Who's astronomy, but I guess they flipped the script and made the younger sister the astronomer and, like, the little brother, like, some sort of other science fuck.
Some bug boy.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
I said, Kira, that's my girl.
It took me a while to, like, recognize her. But then I immediately, when she gave me that voice of, like, boys suck, I'm like, girl, you're a lesbian now, so I can see.
Is she really? I have no idea.
For some reason, I always thought she was.
I don't keep up with her.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But she plays Susie. Grandpa is like picking up the kids for the summer. At this point, they don't know that he's sick.
None of them knew. None of them know.
I said, ew, the grandpa grabbed Vicky's face. He does, this is good for our YouTube viewers.
Recreate it for me.
He does that thing where he goes like this.
Ew.
And I just feel like it's weird when it's like a man doing it to a woman.
Angel.
Yeah, I'm like, I get that he's the grandpa, but like, she looked like she wasn't okay with this.
You know what I hate? I hate when my relatives would be like, I'm going to pinch you. Or no,
no.
They would be like, oh my God. And they grab your cheek and they do this. And you're like, my cheeks are already fat. I don't need you to pull them out, honey. Don't do
no
this.
No one ever pinches my cheeks.
You're lucky.
Good to know. So yeah, wasn't feeling the grandpa in the beginning. That dog, I'm in love.
The grandpa also looked very sleepy, but he was dying. So it makes sense.
The dog also looked like he was dying.
They all dying. They're all old.
They all dying.
They all dying.
That's the name of this YouTube video.
They all dying. No, he literally says, he's like, well, they're getting old. They can't fight anymore.
Because, like...
In that bougie-ass house.
Okay, we'll get to it. Vicky, like, doesn't have any clue what she wants to do in life, which, like, girl...
That's me right now.
Same.
That's
like,
me literally
fine.
As I'm talking.
Calm down.
You know what's funny, though? It's like, they make it look like the younger sister, and she literally is like... Look at, she's daydreaming again, Grandpa. And I'm like, oh no, she's a daydreamer. Everyone watch out. She's going to ruin everything.
Like, just because she doesn't like science and she's like a poet?
Yes.
She's weird.
Because her parents are professors.
She's the outsider. I said her parents think she's going to do physics, LOL.
LOL,
Raffle. She's like reading that, Rafflecopter. She's like reading that like physics textbook.
Later, because she gets a phone call from her mom that's basically like, are you studying? Are you doing your best?
But yeah, we find out she's a secret poet, and she reads the grandpa, like, one of her... Or no, he's like, oh, I always loved your poems.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I have... Because she says she's upset, and then he goes up to her, and he's like, at night. Okay, we're getting too far.
At night. No, this is the part. Because it's the part when she's, like, talks about how she gives her poems to her parents, and they were just like, whatever.
Oh.
Listen to this clip of how these parents... She says her mom reacts to when she hears... her poems.
Well, I used to show mom and she was like, they're nice. And so now, I don't know. They're probably terrible.
They're not terrible. They're good.
They're good.
This grandpa made me cry.
I just love, they're nice. They're nice. Imagine.
They're nice.
Imagine like you drawing something and your mom goes, it's fine. It's nice.
I'd smack her. I love my mom, but I physically hit her.
Moms are supposed to be like, this is the best thing I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
moms are supposed
to
boost you to the point where you're a narcissist.
Yeah. To where you get to school and you're like, I'm not the best.
Or when you get to school and you say, I am the best and all of you are beneath me.
You told me I was the best.
That was me at ASU.
Okay, we see Grandpa taking some pills.
Pill popping Grandpa.
Little hint that he's... not well.
Bills. More like pills.
We see Ryan Merriman biking like Kermit the Frog up to the house with his shirt open.
I said, why?
Why would you need to do that? I get that this is like a beach town. Which, by the way, where are we? We in Cape Cod? I don't know.
We're in Australia.
Seven Bay Island. Where?
Who? Seven Heaven Bay Island.
Whom?
It's a make-believe island. It's like Coventry. It's its own place.
Whatever. Well,
also, wait, question. Go back. Go back to that movie poster. Why does it make it look like he's the main character and she's some side chick?
It also looks... it looks like he's a merman. Does it not? Because you can't see his legs.
I thought they were all mermaids. He only has a torso. Have you ever played Kingdom Hearts?
No.
Sora's half mermaid. He's a dolphin boy.
Okay.
I really wanted this to go in some sort of like, I'm a dolphin direction.
I'm an actual dolphin.
I'm a...
So we learned his name is Adam. I said, close your shirt. He's borrowing Grandpa's books, which he's done like all...
Yeah, because they live in that bougie house with that bougie looking library. When they walked in, it's a two-story house next to the beach, which is great real estate. And so I literally, at the end of the movie, it's shitty, but I literally said, I hope they inherit this house.
I said, low-key, he wants to date/be friends with Susie the science girl.
That was gross.
That was weird. I'm like...
Because he's like, what's her name?
Susie.
No,
oh,
Vicky. Vicky's like, hi, because she's like trying to get interested. She's like, ooh, hot boy. And then...
Hot boy who just rode up like Kermit the Frog with his shirt open. I'm like, can you F off?
But yeah, please? Susie's like, so what do you do? And then he's more interested in Susie and she's like, oh. And then when Vicky's like, can I go too? And he's like, I guess if you want. Yeah,
like, they're like, okay, we're going to leave. And then he's like, oh, you can come too. Because they're going to go to the marine biology. The marine center. Oh, I said, LOL, he's going to Harvard for marine biology.
I don't think Harvard has a marine biology program.
Let's look.
Harvard, marine biology. Fake. Fake fans.
Harvard Marine.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Guys, this is live. Biology of Marine Systems Faculty. Interesting. Should we apply?
Department of OEB?
Organismic and Evolutionary Biology.
Orgasmic?
Organismic.
Oh, shit. Is that a word?
There, yes. Orgasmic. Their faculty is amazing.
Amazing.
Colleen Kavanaugh, Peter. What's he holding? I thought it was like a mason jar. It's like an actual sea creature in there. Okay. Okay, so one woman. Okay. A bunch of white guys and one woman. Okay.
What does she teach? Harvard, what does she teach?
Should we email her?
I'm sorry you're the only woman on this
podcast. Can we email her and be like, listen to our podcast?
We love you, Colleen.
Colleen Kavanaugh, associate of Leverett House. Symbiosis of bacteria and marine invertebrates from deep sea hydrothermal vents, methane seeps, and coastal reducing sediments. I don't mean to brag, but I did take a marine biology class in high school, and I understood a lot of those terms just now.
Okay, but I don't mean to brag, but I was part of a summer school program that did marine biology and insect investigation, so.
Wow.
Who's the real winner here, me or Sarah?
I love Woody Allen's ants.
No one does.
No, ants is the worst thing ever imagined, and Woody Allen is the worst person ever imagined.
Imagined?
At God, why'd you do this? At God, please...
at the sentient beings from above, why?
Please revoke.
please redact.
Let's see. Okay, so yeah, they're going to go to the Marine Center. We meet Zachary Gray, a.k.a. Jared Padalecki.
I literally... The first thing that I said was like, he looks gross. And then I said, oh shit, this is Supernatural boy. Sam Winchester.
It reminds me of in the Camp Rock episode, you were like... And you haven't even seen A Ring of Endless Light yet, but because it's the first time you're seeing it, right? Mm-hmm. You were like, why is every bad boy named, like, Gray? Shane Gray. And in my head, I remember thinking, Zachary Gray. That's his name.
Every bad boy has a colored name, like...
Shane Black.
Sean White. Sean... The skateboarder. The snowboarder.
No, true.
Sean White, the devil.
Yeah. Ask his drummer. Google it. Sean White allegations.
Is he a snowboarder?
He does both. Skateboarding, snowboarding.
Whatever.
Boogie boarding, I don't know. Okay.
Juan Red, my evil twin.
Let's see. So he and Vicky like have a past. I think last summer they were probably.
They were like a little thing. And then
a summer fling.
And then this hoe never writes back. So like that's the equivalent of you never texted back. So like what's the truth, honey?
So Vicky really believes in mermaids and Adam's like, LOL what?
Oh yeah. He, like, degrades her.
He's like, you don't really believe in that, right?
Because she's like...
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, this is also...
She's not hurting anyone with that belief.
I thought she was magic. They seem like she was, like, telepathic. She's Aquaman.
I think she was, like... So, spoiler alert, she can communicate with dolphins.
Not even spoiler, because you learn it right now.
She can, yeah, she can hear the thoughts. So, how it happens is, she starts hearing dolphins' thoughts. I wrote it in all caps. But suddenly she's like, he's not hungry. Or, she's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, she's worried about her calf.
Yeah. And he's like, what? How would you know that? She's like, she just looks like she's pregnant. And I'm like, what? There's no baby bump.
How the fuck do you look like... Also, bitch, they had to find a pregnant dolphin.
We're going to get to that because I was disgusted. There's an actual dolphin birth scene in this movie, y'all.
I'm screaming.
I wish we watched this in marine biology class. I said, oh my god, the green screen.
Oh, when the dolphins are like jumping out.
The dolphin does flips, and any time that Adam is like pulling up that gate...
Is it a green screen?
The green screen behind it is so bad.
Oh my god, I didn't even notice.
From this angle, it's fine, but when they're on the dock looking out to the water and they're pulling up the gate, there's a green screen.
It's like, not we get pretty. It. It's a kiddie pool.
Not pretty.
Don't need to hide it from us.
Okay, I said Misha Barton is so thin, it's scary, because this is when she would, like, they were in the wetsuits and they go out to the water. And I've always known she was thin. Like, that's like...
But this really showed her
face. When she was in the wetsuit, I was like... Oh my god.
When she got out, I literally was like, that thigh gap.
I was scared.
Exponential.
Wetsuits really show your true form.
That's why I'm never going to wear one.
It told me that she was very thin.
Is it bad for me to have thought? Because when they get in the water, they're trying to get Bruce? I think it's the male dolphin?
I don't know.
Bruce, Brad?
Wish I looked down the dolphin cast.
Brady? But whatever. When he's like swimming towards her.
Credits?
Hope so. Whenever the dolphin goes towards her, she's like, what's that? And then I secretly was like, I really hope it's a fucking shark and someone gets eaten right now. Is that bad? Is that bad for me to think that it was a shark?
Did you know it was a Disney Channel movie?
Yes, but I don't know. Sharks are real, people. We can't omit them from our daily lives. Also, sharks aren't evil, but still, it would have been cool. I love shark attacks. They're such an interesting thing.
Excuse me, why am I not getting the dolphin names in the credits?
Because they're not credited. They weren't.
Are they not part of the union?
They weren't given compensations.
Wow.
They weren't even fed.
Have you seen The Cove, that documentary by Richard Brier?
What is it about?
Is that his name? I don't know if that's his name. It's about...
Sea creatures.
It's about dolphins. Richard O'Berry, not Richard Brier. Rick O'Berry.
But what's it about?
The Cove.
Is it about dolphins living in the wilderness?
I think it's this place in Japan, yes. Drawing attention to the hunt of about 2,000 dolphins taking place there every year. Watch it.
Oh, I think I've seen this where the water turns literally red from all the blood.
Yeah, I think so. Why don't you all stand up for the dolphins?
There's a thing like that before whales, too.
Blackfish?
Is that what that's called?
The movie about SeaWorld?
No. It's another one. There's like an area somewhere in like...
Free Willy 2? Oh, you mean like a...
Like it's a documentary.
Well, Blackfish was a documentary.
No, this was like literally about killing whales for sport.
Honey, I don't know. Point is...
Don't kill.
They're not... Like, they didn't do anything.
If people can kill whales for sport, I'm going to start killing people for sport. I love that movie. Or book. What was that book?
Killing for Sport? Oh, The Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah. Okay. Get into it.
Anyways, the CGI jumping dolphin. Vicky's getting up close and personal with the dolphins. And she's like very close. And then we find out that the dolphin has a scar.
It's Scar from The Lion King.
And Adam is like, oh, it must be the drift nets.
I hate how Adam basically, how she's like, oh my god, she's basically like, oh my god, he's hurt. And she's like, don't touch him.
Sorry.
He gets really like defensive about these dolphins. And almost, like, forgets about Vicky.
He thinks he's better.
He thinks he's a know-it-all.
And then we learn later that he's... Because, like, he really is, like, upset that she can read the thoughts. Because he's like, I'm jealous. I can't do that.
He wants to use her for his thesis paper.
Oh, honey, we get to
that. I got issues with that.
Adam thinks the Marie Rose's illegal drift nets are cutting the dolphins.
Which is fact.
I wrote that single braid on Vicky when it's right here. Her bang braid.
Her one bang. Bang, I got braid, bang.
Bang braid. Let it rip. Beyblades. So
Let's braid my hair into like a Jedi braid on the side.
We find out that Zachary's mom died, and that's why he was like not writing back. He was having a hard time.
No, he wasn't. He don't care about his mom.
Then Robbie is drowning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they made up for a date. Kind of? No.
I don't think that happened yet. They were just talking.
No, yeah, Vicky's out with her family.
By the way, Zachary rides in on a jet ski, drives it up to the shore, almost hits her.
He's like, "What's up, baby girl?" Yeah. Being gross.
And then while they're talking, Robbie goes to get a frisbee in the water and starts drowning.
Okay, because his stupid ass was like, "Go get it, old ass dog." And then throws the frisbee in the fucking ocean. Who does that?
Yeah.
Throw it in the sand.
Well, we find out that the dolphin saved him.
Yeah, Brutus or whatever. Bradley.
Brutus was just as cute as Caesar. Vicky tells Grandpa that she's the dolphin whisperer, and he's like, yeah. He's like, I believe it.
He's like, your grandma was force sensitive too.
She had the right amount of midichlorians too. Vicky has noticed that everyone keeps asking how the grandpa is.
Because every time anyone sees him outside of like the house, they're like, how you feeling, Bobby?
Yeah, and the woman at the Marine Center was like, how's your grandpa doing? And she's like, he's fine.
She's like, he's cool. Alive. He's kicking. He's shitting. He's doing his best.
Adam and Zachary meet, and we find out that Zachary's dad is the one who's using the drift nets.
Zachary Banks.
Zachary.
How the fuck did Adam find them?
I don't remember the scene.
Because they're having dinner, and then all of a sudden Adam's like, what's up? He just shows up.
I don't remember.
They're having like a decent like burger, which by the way, the food in this movie looks bomb.
I think he just shows up at the diner or whatever.
For no good reason.
No, he was probably picking up some food.
For whom?
Some fish for the dolphins.
He doesn't eat.
But Zachary is like, Vicky, are you a dolphin hugger now?
Which is like, what the fuck?
Shut your mouth. All three of them go to find the drift nets, and they get caught by the captain, and they have to bail.
Thomas? No. Zachary. For some reason, I thought his name was Thomas the whole movie. Zachary's, honestly, God, the worst liar.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my friends wanted to see
the boat. I'm like, you literally have three other private boats. You think this is not sketchy? Also, why didn't they bring a camera? Huh?
That's a good point.
Huh? They should have just brought a camera.
Flashlights. I mean, even if they had a camera, it wouldn't have done anything because Zachary takes photos later.
Oh, yeah, and they said that
they need to see them in action. Zoom into action.
So owning a drift net isn't illegal, but using a drift net is. So why would you have a drift net if you're not going to use the drift net?
That's why they're like, this is a stupid law. But
it's called connect the dots, honey. Context clues. A 4-year-old can decipher whether or not I'm lying to him.
I said that was a date because yeah, like in the afternoon they were like having a burger, and then when they get home, Zachary is like it seems like it was a date. Because he, like, walks through to the door and all this stuff. And I'm like, did you think that was a date? Y'all just had a burger, then went and got into some illegal activity.
That's a date for me.
We have more mermaid dreams.
Mermaid.
And then,
oh, yeah, because this is where he's nasty. Did you clip it? The clip that I asked for?
No, because my internet wasn't working.
Damn it.
You sent me the clips this morning. That's not my fault.
Okay, I'm sorry. But this is where he's being gross. And he's like, Vicky doesn't want to kiss him. And so all he says is, dream about me. And then,
oh, you're right.
And then Vicky's like, ew, okay. And then that's when she dreams. But it's not. I want to call him Thomas again.
Zachary.
It's not Zachary. It's Adam. Adam's the merboy.
It's Adam, and they kiss in their dream.
Kiss him, Adam.
I said, this movie should be called Misha Barton in Different Straw Hats. Susie calls out Vicky for being into Zachary and Adam. And this is when Susie's like, I'm just gonna...
When I find the one, I'm gonna find the one and stick with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna date one person, that's it.
I'm like, Vicky... No, Susie. Susie's really just being the ideal
Susie
me.
Susie Crabgrass.
Where I'm like, I wish I could only date one person and then be happy. But that never happens.
And then Vicky's like, I love both of these boys.
Can I just be... Why can't she
and
be in both of them?
You're only here for a summer.
Yeah, do you expect these boys to, like, hit you up?
You're going to school. Like, what are you doing?
Also, she looks like she's in her mid-20s right now.
Because I'm sure she was. let's see. Adam talks about when he fell in love with dolphins. Yada, yada.
Because he came over for dinner, but Zach had already left flowers. Which I'm like, okay, Adam, what have you done? Mm-hmm. Adam has done nothing in this whole movie, and he's treating her like shit.
I don't like Adam.
I actually like Zach more.
He gets more of a redemption arc. Because Zachary is just like, I'm the nice... Or Adam is just like I'm the nice guy.
He's like, I'm a nice guy. I love dolphins.
Don't touch my dolphin.
I'm going to use you for my project because you're just an object to me.
Vicky tells Adam that he doesn't have to find a reason for everything. Because he's like...
Yeah, because he's like, if I can't physically prove it with like math or science, it's not real.
He's a science boy. And listen, I love science.
He's every like hard atheist that I've ever met.
Because she's like, let's chill.
Let's rock later. We're not now.
The cop guy, what's he called? Like something control?
Mission control.
He didn't find any drift nets.
Yeah, because it's fucking easy to find them.
Well, and because the captain was clearly suspicious because he saw Zachary looking for them, so he was like, let's hide
them. These fucking idiots are
You ruined it.
Also, how did he find them? How did he find them on the boat? They were quiet, they were stealthy, they were sneaky, they were in all black. Lights.
I don't know.
That's why you use like...
Plus Jared Padalecki's like 17 feet tall.
Is he really tall?
I don't know, I just assumed he was tall. I wrote nice jean shorts, Adam.
Jean shorts are here to
we
stay.
We see Grandpa reading some boring book to Vicky.
Oh my god, wait.
Was it the poems? I zoned out.
No, because, okay, so... Basically, here's the sweet thing about the grandpa. Vicky's been sending him poems through the mail for years. And then he went through the fucking effort. The effort. Let me tell you about this. Let's look at my hand. Effort. The effort. E for effort. Okay? He went through the effort to put these poems on paper and put them in a bound book, leather book, that has her name printed on the first page and in like stamped, pressured in with gold on the cover of this red leather book. Red leather, yellow leather book.
Mm-hmm. Sweet okay, well, grandpa. Whatever. They read it and then Zachary's dad is evil and probably... Oh, I said he's at least emotionally abusive.
He's a Republican dad. What else can you expect?
Let's see. Enid is having delivered... Enid?
That's
delivery troubles. My baby is what I wrote. I was concerned for Enid.
Enoch's baby.
Enid tells Vicky that she wants Basil or Basil?
Basil.
With her.
No, it's Basil because I was like, no, it's Basil.
She wants that husband dolphin with
when her. I heard him, when I heard his name for the first time, I was like, Dijonay's brother, Basil.
I said that birth scene was fucking gross.
They got a real fucking pregnant dolphin blood. For this movie. And they have a baby dolphin in the
I'm
movie,
too. I'm sure
they
just, like, bought that footage.
Doubt it.
I'm sure they just told, like, the actual Marine Center, like, hey.
You got a pregnant dolphin.
We need a shot. Whenever it happens, make sure you're rolling. I don't know. Anyone behind the scenes? Director? Greg B?
Can anyone tell me
you let us know?
Yeah, how do you get, like, actual birth scenes in, like... movie.
There shouldn't be any. I didn't have to see that.
I've seen dolphins and sharks give birth before and it's crazy.
And now Adam is like, you can talk to dolphins? What?
Oh yeah, because...
I said she bikes off when he tries to use her.
Well yeah, because he's like, come and let me research you. And I'm like...
be my science
Excuse
project.
Me? Yeah. Excuse me? Excuse you?
It's because I wrote paparazzi next to it.
Ricky Rick Rockwes. Ricky Chicky Tambo.
Zachary paparazzi taking pics of dad's boat.
How do they not see him? He's obviously not that far
very
away.
Very clear. Adam apologizes to Vicky and he
for
says
for being a dick.
Because Vicky doesn't want it explained. She doesn't know why. She doesn't want to know why it's happening to her.
I would have been like, honestly, what if I was like. She could have been the next Thornberry.
Yeah. And then Adam, he's like, I'm jealous of your dolphin powers.
Shut the fuck up, Adam. You're such a piece of shit.
Vicky gets relationship advice from Susie, because she's like, Adam's confident and knows what he wants.
Yeah, she basically tells him, put the pros and the cons, yeah. Put a plus for all the like, for all the positives, like, negative for all the negatives, and blah, 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 blah.
She's like, Adam's confident and knows what he wants. Zachary is exciting and also rich.
That's it.
She's not wrong.
Exciting and rich. That's all. Well, no, I kind of hated Zachary after this moment. When he gets fucking chickeny with the boat.
No, yeah, he's not. Okay, we'll get to him. So we're on the date with Zachary.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is jealous of, like, Vicky's family life. How they all, like, hang out and stuff. Because he clearly doesn't have that with his dad.
It's fucking crazy because he's like, you guys, there's a lot of religious influence in this book, in this movie, by the way. It's, like, heavily religious. It's crazy when he's like, you guys go to church together, you guys pray at dinner. And I'm like, it's not that great.
Zach invites Adam and he shows them the photos of the Nets.
And they tell the cop and he says, there's nothing I can do about it.
Hours later, Vicky and Adam have a beach date. This girl. Oh, on the same night?
Well, no, because...
It's not, like, planned.
Thomas. Zachary and Vicky go on an actual dinner date.
Yes, and then he invited Adam.
And then he invited him, and then he said, check this out, and then he pulls an envelope.
I don't have an envelope, honey.
Out of his shirt. And then he drops it on the table and says, this is what you want. If you haven't seen Lady Bird, out on DVD, VHS, cassette, and for digital download, 5 Academy Award nominations for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay. Look at this cover.
Okay. Anyway, so they have a beach date, and they dance to this slow song that sounds like...
Oh, yeah, because he's like, you want to go dancing? And he says,
oh, that's right. Dance. He says, like, I don't know how to dance or whatever. And so they have, like
he rides up. In, like, with flowers, too, or some shit. He's like,
do you want to... He knew what he was doing.
He said,
do you want to teach me how to dance? God. So then they're, like, slow dancing to this, like, O-Town boy band sounding
song. I love Boys to Men.
I wrote, this movie has so much kissing for a DCOM.
Truly. A lot of kissing.
Misha Barton's macking on too many people in this movie.
Misha Barton macks on two boys. Misha Barton backs on Max and Anne.
The dolphins kiss Misha Barton.
The dolphins kiss Misha Barton. Misha Barton kisses two boys. No, but the two boys kiss the dolphins.
It's just shocking. Like, I remember I watched this, like, a few months ago. And I wish I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I was like, they're not, like, making out, but, like, it's more than, like, most Disney Channel movies.
And then at the end, she kisses him again.
On the cheek.
Well, PG, like, PG, gotta be...
If you think about it, there's, like, that joke of, like, oh, you have to wait for the sequel to see them kiss in, like, High School Musical or, like, Camp Rock, things like that.
Or anything.
Yeah, and, like, most DCOMs, the one we just watched, they didn't kiss.
They always hug it out. They're like...
They said, we're zombies.
No. And for How to Build a Better Boy, she goes, no, self-destruct, bitch.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next episode, but, yeah, like, no. Cheetah Girls 2? Okay, and that was a sequel, actually. Never mind. And there was a kiss.
Cheetah Girls? Cheetah Girls? No boys involved.
No, I think she did kiss Derek, didn't she?
This is love.
But if she did, it was... This is love with Derek. If she did, it was quick. Point is, there was a lot for this DCOM, and I was surprised.
There was a lot of romanticism, and it was weird.
Okay, let's see. Vicky tries to help Adam with dolphin research. They have the weird no-hands conversation. I don't remember what that is.
It's, so they're talking about how...
Is it what if we didn't have hands?
Yeah, because he's basically explaining a long time ago, dolphins used to live on land. Oh. And then they went back. And if you actually, and it's really cool. If you actually look at dolphins' flippers as a skeletal structure, they're actual, like, hands. Like, they're, like, paws. And so that's what she was like, what if we didn't have hands? And I was like, I would still slap you with my fin.
What if I didn't have hands?
Which is crazy because the little brother gets really existential about, like, eyes later, so.
When she's, like, telling, because Adam's like, make them do something.
Make them do a flip.
I said, tell them to kill Adam. But I said, she just makes them do flips.
I would have been like, plot a coup.
There's the weird part where she closes her eyes underwater, shouts, and then wakes up on the beach.
Because Adam's being a shit and he's like getting excited about the whole thing. He's like,
Do it again!
Do it more! He's like, ask them why they went back into the water. Because for some reason, he needs to know that.
We don't need to get existential.
And calm then down. That's what she does. She closes her eyes and she says, I'm one of them. Sinks. This is her sinking. And then I guess she like, she doesn't even, she, I thought she was drowning. Well, no, at first I thought it was a shark. So I was like, shark attack, here it is. I love it.
It was just Adam in the shark goggles.
I wish. Torpedo but no, apparently power. She went like full like, cognitive embodiment of a spirit and just like walked out of the beach, sat her ass down and screamed.
Let's see. Zachary and Vicky try to catch his dad's boat using the nets on video.
Video and this phone.
This is like you said, where Zachary plays chicken with the boat.
And I hated her. And Vicky's
pissed. Because. Understandably.
Okay. Story. I've been on a date before where a guy was driving 65 in like a 40 at night. And I was like, I'm not doing this. Drop me off. I want to go home.
Tuck and roll.
I legitimately was frightful for my life. I hate when men are like,
Google.
Yeah, like, let me that. And I'm like, stop. Go home.
No, thank you.
Check yourself.
They even bring, like, this movie had a lot of, like, dark, like, the
dead. Did you write it down?
There's a part when she's like, you wanted to kill yourself. And he's like, no, I didn't. Is that what you're talking about?
No, but I saw that you wrote down this.
Oh, because basically she's like, I'm sorry your mom died, but you're being an idiot. And I said, yes.
Yeah, and then she literally turns around and she's like, learn to like yourself.
Bam.
Got him.
Justin Bieber who? Ed Sheeran actually wrote that song. But as we discussed, God actually wrote all the songs.
God wrote every lyric, every note.
I hate when people like use their grief as like a way to do shitty things, like to get away with it. And it's like,
okay. I don't care that your mom died or your dad's like, getting a divorce.
Like, you still can't be an asshole, like, to this extent. Like, you almost killed her in this, like, boat crash. Mm-hmm. You can't just do that. Anyway, Team Vicky all the way. Grandpa has fallen and he can't get up.
Oh my god, I hate this scene.
And thinks Vicky is his wife. This movie was dark.
He's basically developing Alzheimer's whilst he has leukemia. Plot twist, he has leukemia.
And he has very large eyebrows.
Oh my god, yeah, what was up with that? They were like bushes.
All old men have like really long eyebrows.
I hope my eyebrows, I will tweeze them. I will shave my eyebrows off.
I will hire someone to come in weekly.
And trim them.
We find out that grandpa has leukemia.
And then this is where she gets all depressed and she's like, but you should be. And he's like, I don't care anymore. He's like, I've lived my life. My wife is gone. Let me die.
Here's a clip from Vicky.
Hey, can I bum a cigarette?
I'm just joking. That's a clip from the OC.
I'm your fucking grandpa. Can I have a cigarette? I hate you.
I know you have leukemia, but can I have a cigarette? This news is too much for me.
Oh my god.
I couldn't not put an OC clip in here. Of course.
You could have.
No, I'm me. I needed to put an OC clip.
This is real. This is me.
Let's see. Enid is stuck in a drift net.
Yeah, poor Enid. She just got pregnant. Now she's going to die. Also, the fact that I like how they explain, like, why they die. Because I've always been confused about that, too. I'm like, why do, like, dolphins die in a net? You would think, like, they would just release them. But it's because they drown. Because dolphins breathe air.
Swim away. Adam, Zach, and Vicky gotta go save her. Vicky jumps in the ocean to save Enid. I said, I love Free Willy. The CGI dolphins are saved. But now Adam is caught in the net.
Yeah, Adam's dumb self gets his whole foot stuck in a net.
He gonna die. Vicky saves him.
How did he... I legit, for like a hot minute, thought he was actually dead. Because he's floating there just like...
And he sees the ring of light. Oh, Harbor Patrol is what it's called.
Harbor Patrol.
Harbor Patrol sees the Marie Rose using the nets. And they're like, we got you.
I love that the ring of endless light is just... The sun underneath the water.
Yeah.
Because it actually has that, like, ring effect. Oh, I love that. Symbolism, Adam, imagery, beautiful.
Adam says the dolphins told him to hold on.
Or was that just...
Common sense.
Yeah, was that just, like, yourself being like, don't fucking die?
I don't think the dolphins talk to you.
They don't like Adam.
No one likes Adam.
They fucking hate Adam.
Adam's supposed to be, like, the good guy, but, like...
Adam, I feel like, is, like... I'm a likable guy, but he's the most unlikable likable guy.
Here's where we get kind of like Zachary's sort of like, it's not a full like redemption or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just a moment where you're like, okay, he gets it.
Yeah.
Because this is what I call the Harry Osborn, Peter and Mary Jane moment, where Zachary is Harry Osborn because Vicky and Adam are, like, holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember that scene in Spider-Man where Harry walks in and Mary Jane and Peter are holding hands? In the hospital? No.
In what movie?
In the first one.
I don't remember the first one very well.
In the first one, when Aunt May is in the hospital.
Aunt May, because she gets fucking... I was going to call him the Scarecrow, but wrong villain.
When Aunt May is in the hospital, Peter is in there and Mary Jane comes in to visit. And then he's like, ooh, or she's like, does Spider-Man talk about me? And he's like, oh yeah, he asked about you. And she's like, what did he say?
Your grandma's in the fucking hospital.
Like, she's like, what did you say? And he's like, I said, Spider-Man. Mary Jane is, and then he just like talks about how great she is. And then they're holding hands. And then Harry walks in and he sees them.
And he drops his flowers.
He's clearly angry. And that's like what happens here, except Zachary's, you can tell he's hurt. But he's not angry. He's just like, he kind of accepts it.
I think he understands the fact that he was a dick.
Yeah. And I think that's the last time we see him.
That's it.
Which is, yeah. So
kind of disappointing.
I wish there was, like, kind of, like, a...
I wish he was at the goodbye.
Yeah. And, like, a redemption of, like, I'm sorry I was a shithead. Because mm-hmm. he doesn't ever really...
You don't ever see what happens after him. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he just says he's sorry after, like, he did chicken with the boat. But she's like, you need to grow up, child. Anyways.
Man-child.
Let's see.
My favorite band is Man-Child Orchestra.
Vicky keeps writing stuff. Grandpa says it's his time.
Oh my god, no, I hate this. Stop. Because for the longest time in the movie, I was like, he's fucking dead.
Because he went with Harbor Patrol to, like, mm-hmm. make sure.
And then he goes home, he's like, I have to take a nap, and hobbles in his room.
Yes, I knew it was happening there.
I saw it. Like, it's like when the dog, like, hobbles away into, like, a corner.
That too, yes! No, but the dog, like, lied down mm-hmm. before this, and I
was because
like,
he knew, he was waiting.
I saw Lost. The dog lies down.
Because everyone died.
There's a dog. Vincent. Love you, boy.
I love dog movies.
But he said it was, like, one of the greatest days of his life. Which I'm like...
Really?
Okay.
I hate when people are like, I want my night to be perfect. Or like, this has to be perfect. I'm like, nothing's ever going to be perfect. Learn to live with disappointment.
I wrote, Grandpa dies. What kind of decom?
I literally shit my pants because I was like,
this kid.
Like, I was, like I said, for the longest time, I was like joking. I was like, he's fucking dead. Like, he's dead now. And then literally when he died, I was like, no!
I know, he just dies. And then Vicky finds, like, the book of her poems. And
she finds, like, peace.
Parents come to take the kids home.
And then, well, Susie's being catatonic. She's like, I'm done. I can't deal with this. And then the little boy's outside. They're sitting down. And he's like, he's basically getting real existential. He's like,
well, yeah, and it's really shitty because they didn't know.
Yeah, she knew.
Only Vicky knew.
But like it's crazy when he's like, do you think before we come into this life, there's another life where we don't have eyes? And then we come here, we do have eyes. And he's like, after we're here, maybe we get something else. And I was like, whoa. Bitch.
Another set of eyes. A bug.
Antlers.
Pincers. Ew. Let's see.
A tail.
Vicky lets Adam read her poems. And she's going to go show them to the Lit Mag at her old school. Because I guess there was a plot of her trying to go to a new school?
Was no, because she's applying to colleges.
Okay. Yep. Sure, whatever. So she's not doing science. She's going to do writing.
Do you think her parents are okay with this?
Vicky and Adam say goodbye. And they say they'll write to each other.
No.
She should have just said... No. No. Shouldn't have happened. If anything, write to Zachary.
If anything, Vicky should have stayed at the house and been like, I'm in charge of this.
If anything, write to the dolphins.
If anything, communicate to dolphins all around the world, plan a world life coup, a worldwide coup.
And then
dolphins rule the world.
And then toot toot, they go aboard the...
Tootie tootie. Pumpkin fruity.
They aboard the ferry and they leave. And then there's a voiceover from the grandpa and I said, is the grandfather Jor-El? From Smallville? From Superman?
Stop.
It was a very, like, that kind of voice. I'm like...
Where he's like...
I wasn't expecting it. I was like... About. I thought this movie was over.
Yeah, and he's basically reciting the poem.
Yeah. About the Ring of Endless Light. And that's the movie. One, you got through it. Without the notes.
Yay!
You had your comments. Way to go. All right, well, let's talk about what people on IMDb had to say about the movie. Here we go.
IMDb.
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 IMDb. I never mentioned that I love the way Misha Barton says everything. I've loved it since The O.C., but it's a very...
Does Misha Barton have an accent?
Well, because she's... I think she grew up in the U.K.
Because I could hear it coming in heavily throughout this whole movie.
She's British.
Look at her, she's so pretty.
British American. No, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I could hear Misha Barton coming
in. In 2003, Entertainment Weekly named her the It Girl of 2003.
I'm the It Girl now, so...
But yeah, so she was born in London.
Okay, that makes sense.
She has citizenship in Ireland, the UK, and the US.
Hell yeah, that's my dream goal, triple citizenship.
She's 32 right now.
32, fresh and fine. Alright, let's talk about these reviews. So, what's funny is that most of these reviews, unlike other decoms that are like complaining about like some sort of character or some sort of plot, this is all complaining about the book and the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I read like a lot of them and they were like, this movie sucked. Because I love the book.
Wait, she was 16 when the movie aired?
What?
Why has she always looked 20?
Because she's that girl. She's
a glamazon. No 16-year-old except Misha Barton looks like that.
She's a glamazon.
She was born a model.
She was born out the womb on a catwalk.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so all these reviews were like, I love the book. Fuck the movie. It sucked, you know? Which I feel like is a comparison to everything from everyone.
At some point, maybe after we're done with all the movies, we should do the books.
I'm not reading.
Read it and weep. This.
I'll audiobook it.
Okay. I'll record me reading.
But yeah, so basically everyone who loved the book gave this movie like less than 3 stars. And everyone who like liked the movie but had never read the book was like 7+. Mm-hmm. So like you can really tell like by itself, this movie is not bad. Let me put that out there. By itself, the movie isn't bad at all. There's some moments, but whatever. Every movie has a moment. Except, you know, Lady Bird.
It's better than most. I mean, we'll give our thoughts at the end, but yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's one review called Pretty Good by SportsGirl211.
Are you Miranda Sings? Pretty Good.
Pretty Good. SportsGirl211. Now I'm just a phone. I made a phone call. Written August 3rd of 2004. I am in the middle of reading the book. But the only reason I am reading it is because I saw the movie on TV one day and I thought that I should read the book because the movie was so good and interesting. Granted, I missed the first 20 minutes of the movie, but what I saw was really good.
Hang on a second. You're halfway through the book and you missed the first 20 minutes.
Which is like a quarter of the movie.
Can you sit down and finish something completely?
That's me! I'm SportsGirl211.
Okay.
And it was a nice, light, easy movie. Misha Barton was a great choice. FYI, everyone mentions Misha Barton in the reviews.
I mean, she's Misha Barton. Hello.
I might be biased because here's my favorite part. She says, I might be biased because I love dolphins and marine biology. And it would have been a good movie nonetheless. Anyways, it made me more interested in dolphins. By the way, this book is great. You should read it. So turn up. This
How
was like
long?
A
give me the page movie. Count, girl.
Look it up. It's probably like two pages.
Two pages, front and back.
Yep. The next one I have is a movie about a girl who communicates with dolphins. Written by Field Hockey Babe 9, April 25th, 2004. This is the most touching story movie I've watched on Disney Channel. The ending is sad, and I think Disney Channel has made it even more touching. This is a good movie, and I never planned on watching it until today. I think it was very, very excellent as a movie. I rated it highly. This movie should be shown more on Disney Channel, which I never saw it growing up, and I've never heard it announced.
It definitely was, like, swept under the rug. Like, if you didn't remember it when it came out, they rarely aired it. Maybe parents were like, this is about death.
It's about cancer, it's about boys, it's about poaching.
I feel like they only stopped when it was like, parents were like, don't look under the bed, it's too scary.
Mm-hmm.
And like when they put a complaint about certain things.
So here's the rest of it. Most people disagree, but I think it could bring a whole new meaning to what people think about the Disney Channel. Accurate. I think the movie had some good points about life and everything, and it makes me realize, and it makes you realize about the meaning of life. Well, I guess that I am saying that the movie is good, and the picture from the director and the crew, they did what? And the picture from the director and the crew, they did a really good job at presenting the movie. Yup, English. There was also another review that I saw that was like, can everybody stop fucking with this, like, with this, the book was so much better, don't watch the movie, it's crap. I was like, yeah. Completely agree. Like, obviously a book will never be made, or a movie will never be made, like, verbatim to a book, because some things just don't translate. Because, like, apparently, here's the tea, Susie was supposed to have purple eyes. Which I'm like...
This is like Harry Potter.
I'm like, how the fuck does someone have purple eyes?
Do you remember, like, what color are Harry Potter's eyes? They tried to make Daniel Radcliffe wear contacts that were that color, but they, like, fucked with his eyes. So They just made it whatever Daniel Radcliffe's eye color
is. But that's, like, why would you, like, I get it, but not every detail has to make it into a movie to make it, like...
Do you remember when people were...
Like, that'd be... I had to understand if Harry Potter was, like, they didn't give him his scar in the movies. I'm like... Yeah, that's a okay, thing. Bitch, but, like, come on. Like, that's the main plot point.
Do you remember... I guess, isn't Stanley in Holes, like, a bigger kid? And then, like, they cast Shia LaBeouf, who's, like, scrawnier. Is he, like, a big dude?
I don't know. I've never read Holes. Oh. But, no, I feel like that's how it was. Like, a bunch of these people, like, you can... I don't know. I feel like people always take things too, like, too to heart. Like, I expected this to be exactly what I remembered or what I read. I'm like, also, reading books is, like, completely different from watching a movie. Because Everyone sees the same thing in a movie. This Not everyone sees the same thing in a half. Book.
Yeah, that's true, too. But this was also an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So, oopsies.
Okay. Sorry that your 17-chapter book did not make it fully into this one-and-a-half-hour movie.
Oh, my God. I read a book.
So what's on your bed?
I read a book about dolphins... in school, and
I read one of those animal magazines in school.
I think it was called like Isle of the Dolphins or something. What? I'm googling, or like Island of the Dolphins. Was Island of the Blue Dolphins?
What was
1960?
Is this about Native American culture? I love it.
Listen, I don't remember. This isn't the cover I knew though. Let me look up
movie.
I'm trying to find the cover.
This book slaps. I know and love. That one?
No.
That one?
No.
That's a wolf.
Maybe I didn't actually read this. I just own it.
God.
And like, it was one of those books where I like ordered it from like the book order.
Are you thinking about Blue Lagoon?
Because I was like, this looks cool. What's Blue Lagoon? I don't know. That name, Scott Odell, sounds familiar.
That's me.
But I don't remember anything about like Native Americans in it. Interesting. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, well, it's time to listen to viewers' thoughts on A Ring of Endless Light.
We're all pawns in one world now. So let's talk. We want to hear from you. Come on, give it a try.
No, I don't want another piece of this cake.
I know, this cake's just been sitting here. We only got one.
But it's from Xenon Car.
But it's from Xenon Car. Imagine if Misha Barton tweeted at us, because I tagged her in this. She was like, I love working on it. Hated kissing Ryan Merriman.
I love the dolphins. They were great.
But no, Xenon Car at Bumble Sweet, who actually just followed us here and on Tumblr. God bless you, Xenon. Mm-hmm. Said, I'm a dolphin activist, so this one is important to me. This one does, in the same way of like Free Willy, it brings, you know...
attention to a certain animal.
Brings attention to dolphins.
The same way Buzz Life brought attention to ants.
I don't want to say that like dolphin hunting is going on today because Disney Channel stopped showing this movie, but maybe there's a correlation there. That's all I'm saying.
Is dolphin hunting still a thing?
I'm sure.
You know
what? Elephant hunting is a big thing right now.
Let's just, honestly, people that hunt other animals should be hunting down themselves. Let's put that out there.
I don't even like people that are like, we're going to go hunt a deer.
Stop.
Like, please don't.
I mean, sometimes it is for overpopulation purposes. Mm-hmm. But like, I hate people that are like, let's go camping and let's bring all our guns just in case
we can like hunt. Let's bring all our guns.
I'm like, ew, no.
I saw Bambi. There was a, an episode of Everwood, I think it's in like season one, where Greg from Xenon, who plays Ephraim, the son, he like a deer shows up like, because they're in Colorado in a small town, a deer shows up like at their house, and like instead of getting like animal control to like come take it, because they were going to take it somewhere. No, he's like, because the animal control was going to take it somewhere, I don't know where, but it wasn't going to be like where he could like roam free. And like the animal control was like, well, for him to roam free, you'd have to drive him back to his home, which is like an hour up, and you have to hike up to the mountain. And Ephraim was like, okay.
Why can't animal control do that?
I don't know. I don't remember. That's fucking ridiculous. Save the animals. Save all of them.
Please and thank you.
Oh boy, what are our final thoughts on the movie?
I really liked it. Yeah. I'd give it a solid 4.
I've always really liked it. I didn't remember, like, as a kid, I don't think I got that it was that dark, that there was so much death.
I liked how more realistic it was, and, like, how it had that, like, almost fantasy element of, like, I'm telepathic to dolphins. But I really could have used less of the whole, like, boy narrative. Romance.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and, like, it seems that...
The book didn't have a lot of this boy romance, by the way.
Yeah, because they added a boy. Comparison with the novel. In the book, a family friend has just died while trying to save the life of Vicky's troubled friend, Zachary Gray. Shortly thereafter, a baby dolphin dies. A marine biologist of Vicky's acquaintance is nearly killed in an accident. Okay, so a lot more death. And a sick girl suffers a seizure and dies in Vicky's arms. Okay, so...
What the fuck?
We definitely got lighter, so there could have been more deaths, so Disney toned it down.
A little bit.
Which is shocking.
The only person that died was the grandpa, and we knew that was going to happen.
In the climax, in which one of the major characters is tangled in a net and nearly drowns, echoes a similar scene in the Disney Channel movie The 13th Year. In the film, Zachary does not try to... Okay, so in the book, he tried to commit suicide.
Okay.
In the film, Zachary does not try to commit suicide, and his negative behaviors has been toned down.
But he still plays chicken with the boat, so
turn it out. And he's joining forces with Adam. So I don't think Adam was in it at all, right? Adam was the one that wasn't in it. It was just Zachary. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, could have done without Adam. Get him out of here.
Yeah, honestly, if it was just Zachary.
Because it did, like, the whole middle of the movie, it did become less about dolphins, and it was just like, which will she choose?
It was like...
It became The Bachelorette.
Ew. It was like, Adam's shitty, but he's the nicer one.
He likes science.
Science rules.
Zachary's rich.
Zachary... Anyways... I would date Zachary, if just for the money.
Just for the money. Anyways, yeah, I would say...
Also, fuck this movie poster. Misha Barton should have been in front. Fuck him. Yeah. He looks like an elf.
I guess it is because he was already in 2D comms, so they were like, people will know him.
He was barely in it!
Listen, I wasn't in charge of the marketing for this movie. I'm just showing you... And I'm telling you what I think maybe their thought process
was. He also looks very airbrushed.
Yeah. Misha Barton's just, like, in the back. The dolphin is in front of Misha Barton.
Misha Barton looks like she's flying. They all look like they're flying.
How do you think this movie would have been with Kirsten Storms?
She would have been in the front of the cover.
Yeah, that's actually true. You know she would have been top billed.
They would have, like, put her in the front.
It would have just been her face. It would have been her face, and then in her eyes and her pupils, you see dolphins.
Oh, dolphins. I hate that.
I'm sorry. I have a marketing certificate, so I'm pretty good at
coming out. You literally ripped on your marketing certificate the other night.
Because you were trying to make me do things that weren't related to marketing.
It was only about marketing.
Anyway. All right. Yeah, no, I would agree with, like, a solid 4.
It's really good.
It is, like... You don't get any, like, high school stuff. It's all, like, in this contained, like, town.
Yeah.
If anything, like, there is,
and, like high I really, school drama with like, the people boys, were also complaining about how the parents weren't in this movie a lot. But I like the fact that they were omitted. Because it almost made them feel a little bit more, like, God level. Where it's like, you have to do this because we're telling you. Instead of being like, we're a parent. Look at us. We're in front of you.
Well, and it also made it seem like... Again, maybe it's just because we thought Misha Barton was, it, like,
actually,
20.
It actually put that separation.
Well, and it made them seem, like, older. Like, Misha Barton really needed to, like...
Figure out
her life. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways. I liked it. It made the distance that they were trying to show with Misha Barton and her parents actually more obvious because they weren't around.
Yeah, instead of, like, those weird... Like, the tension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna see you every day, but I hate you.
All right, well, now it's time to give a shout out to the one, the only.
I want to go in a hot tub.
Quincy, this birthday cake was for you.
It literally said happy birthday, so happy birthday, my child.
If you haven't wished Quincy a happy birthday,
her birthday was yesterday.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I hope you brought me a Stitch pin from Disneyland.
Send her a belated birthday tweet or Instagram comment or whatever. And if you don't know who Quincy is, you must be new here, but welcome. Not to be mean.
I'm only eating the frosting.
Ugh. But no, Quincy created our podcast artwork. So thank you again. And we always give a shout out to her. You can follow her on Twitter at CreamsiclePanda and Instagram at CreamsiclePanda. It's the same thing.
Marketing. She's on brand.
Go give some birthday love to her. Follow, like, birthday retweet, subscribe.
PayPal. She's been at Disneyland and I'm actually pretty jealous about that.
Disney World.
Son of a bitch.
PayPal, Venmo, give her your love.
Are you kidding
give
me?
Give her your love.
Disney World in Florida?
Disney World, yes. The one with, like, the tree, Animal Kingdom or whatever.
Yes. I'm jealous.
Okay. Anyways.
I've never been to Florida or Disney World.
I don't think
World.
You want to go.
I want to go to Florida, actually, this winter.
Why? Should we go to the old Nickelodeon Studios?
I mean, no, but there's an art festival called Art Basel in Miami. You want to go to
like
that?
The dolphin, Basel?
Yes, like the dolphin. And it's like one of the biggest art fairs in like the year in America.
Interesting.
It's cool.
Well,
like
anyways, you can follow us everywhere at Planet Weird Pod. All of our links are on podcastfromplanetweird.com if you need them again, or you can Google us. Let's see, our iTunes link is up there if you want to give us a little review. We love those 5-star reviews. Keep them coming. Thank
five
you.
5 stars for my life.
Our YouTube link is on there, and all of the links, by the way, that I'm saying are in the description of this episode, so you can go click on them there, but go watch the YouTube video so you can see, I don't think the camera's on, like, recording, but you can, see what this cake is about, and, see some other things. You can see when Juan was holding up the Lady Bird DVD, you can see when I was touching Juan's face, a bunch of stuff that happened that is especially fun
for
the
video
viewers.
This isn't that bad.
I'm sure it's not. It hasn't been that long.
It was just gross for when it, we...
for when we were eating
no!
so much of it. And then, oh, by the way, if you didn't catch it, we were on some podcasts this week. Special guests. Special guests. Do you need a napkin?
We're legends, we're stars, and we're everything above.
I'll put the links in the description for this episode as well. But we were on the Pop Culture History podcast talking about a bunch of stuff.
And you were.
From DCOMs to Nickelodeon stuff.
To actors I really don't know who they were.
Yeah, so go listen to that. And I was on Only Girls podcast talking about your favorite 21st century girl, Xenon.
Carr.
Xenon Carr. Talking about the movie and, you know, whether or not she's, like, a good representation.
Of what?
For, like, women in the movie.
Oh.
Overall themes of the movie. Just, you know, you've heard us talk Xenon on this on this podcast, but if you want to hear me talk about it even more.
Get real in depth.
Then go listen to Only Girls. Again, links are in the description.
And I'll be on a podcast later this week called True Crimes Created by My Imagination.
Called Nerdist. Or no, it's not even called Nerdist Podcast anymore. It's called ID10T.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole thing. Chris Hardwick, look it up.
Chris Hardwick.
Anyways, next week, actually, we're going to record it right after this, but because we're doing it early because I'm getting my wisdom teeth out because, like, I don't... What if I am in pain or, like...
Can I keep one of your teeth?
High on drugs. I wish. They're going to have to, like, cut them. Oh. I wish they could just pull it out and I could save it.
Like in a bottle?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyways, we're going to be talking about how to build a better boy.
But you can't, really.
So...
Let's put that
you know,
out there.
You can still, obviously, we're not going to get your thoughts if you send them when you're listening to this because we will have already recorded. But
we will retweet the shit out of them.
We will mention them on future episodes. If you have comments on How to Build a Better Boy, A Ring of Endless Light, or any movie that we've ever covered, just let us know. Tweet it at us. Email us podcastfromplanetweird@gmail.com. Let us know. Let us know what you're thinking.
And if you got to the end of this episode, tell me, what's your favorite Blizzard flavor from Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Just curious.
My favorite is turn it upside down or I will...
or I will scream.
I will call HR.
Oh my god.
Anyways, go listen to our How to Build a Better Boy episode next week. Thank you for listening to this one. Save the dolphins. We love you, Misha Barton.
Clean your water.
And we will see you later.
Goodbye.